Welcome to the Georgia Bulldogs Podcast, your only source on the web for exclusive content from the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network, historic game rewinds, and original programming from the Bulldogs. Now, here's this week's episode of Bulldogs Live with Coach Tom Crean.
On the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network, welcome to Bulldogs Live. For the next 2 hours, we're talking Georgia athletics. Bulldogs Live is brought to you by Piedmont Healthcare, the official healthcare provider for the Georgia Bulldogs. Northside Hospital. Northside Hospital and its employees in North Georgia are proud to support your dogs. Visit Northside.com. And by Dos Equis. Cheer on your favorite team with a Dos Equis. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Now, here's your host, the voice of the Bulldogs, Scott Howard.
Hi again, everyone, and welcome to Bulldogs Live with Coach Tom Crean. The coach is here each Monday night during basketball season to talk about the Bulldogs and to take your questions via social media. So if you have a question for the coach, send it to any of UGA's social media platforms with the hashtag AskCoachCrean, and we could use your question here on the show. Two games are scheduled for the Bulldogs basketball team this week. One at home, one on the road. First, the home game. Georgia will host Auburn Wednesday night, Stegman Coliseum in Athens. Tip time is 7 o'clock. Our broadcast of Bulldogs basketball begins at 6:35 Wednesday evening here on the Bulldogs Sports Network. Then on Saturday, Georgia is scheduled to travel to Oxford, Mississippi to face the Ole Miss Rebels. And that game is set for a noon Eastern time tip, with our coverage beginning at 11:35 Saturday morning. We hope you can follow the Bulldogs on the radio this week. Georgia begins week 3 of conference play, still looking for that first SEC victory. The Bulldogs came up one possession short in an overtime loss at LSU last Wednesday in Baton Rouge, falling 94-92. Then after a competitive first half against Arkansas and Fayetteville on Saturday, Georgia was blown out in the second half, and the Razorbacks won by 30. So the Bulldogs are now 7-3 overall and ready to be home Wednesday night. So thank you for taking the time to join us tonight. Coach Tom Crean and your questions are next. This is Bulldogs Live, and we're back after this on the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Welcome back to Bulldogs Live. Once again, here's your host, the voice of the Bulldogs, Scott Howard.
Welcome back to Bulldogs Live with Coach Tom Crean. Good to have you in with us on this Monday night as the Bulldogs get ready to return home on Wednesday night to host the Auburn Tigers. Coach, good to see you again. How are you?
I'm great.
Are you?
I'm fine. Okay. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, absolutely.
We got good news today, and let's.
Yeah, I mean, it's hey, we've just got to respond and get better. I mean, and so, trust me, if they see me moping, what would make them not want to mope? I mean, I'm excited. We got Auburn coming to town. I mean, I'm ready to roll, and putting full days in here now. I mean, we're trying to do everything we can do to get ourselves ready to help this team get better on the practice floor and the film sessions, and I'm excited to go.
Well, let's talk about a little bit about the news you got earlier today.
Yeah, that's got a lot to do with a proper energy level right now, or a higher energy level.
Well, the news that freshman KD Johnson is now eligible immediately to play, so he can play with you this week.
Yeah, he's ready to go. He's been able to practice, but now we know he's able to play as of today. And to me, first and foremost, I've got to thank the NCAA for the way they viewed this and looked at it and looked at all the circumstances and took the steps that they did. Because it's different. It's different than so many of these other situations where kids were getting eligible because this was an academic situation. It wasn't a transfer situation. It wasn't an amateurism situation like they had at Auburn with Sharif Cooper. It was an eligibility issue, right? So, I mean, I'm sorry, it was an academic issue, which is holding his eligibility. So they were able to see through it, and I really want to thank our administration, led by Deputy Athletic Director Will Lawler and Glada Horvat. I mean, they did an incredible job. And our staff, you know, worked diligently and all that type of stuff. But, I mean, as far as the NCAA makes the decision, but what Georgia did in the sense of professionalism, empathy, care. I've said this so many times. And the staff and team that Greg McGarrity put together is the best I've been around. And I think that's what's going to be so good for Josh Brooks taking over in this transition, is because he's a big part of it, obviously. But he's got a really good team, you know, here with him. And I think that's what makes that transition so smooth. And the thing that separates Georgia from places I've been, especially, you know, being at a place like Indiana, is there's a professionalism, there's a camaraderie, but there's an empathy. There's an empathy for student athletes. I mean, a lot of people in this business, they talk a good game. You know, they talk sympathy and we hear you and we love our student athletes. No, this place actually, does. I mean, it really goes the extra mile. And I'd have felt that way even if this hadn't happened. But, I mean, again, our people, the NCAA has to make the decision. I mean, our school doesn't make a decision, obviously. But the school and the people putting together this case for him was really, really strong.
Well, tell us a little bit about KD Johnson, the player. You said he's been in practice this whole time. So is he, in your estimation, is he game ready?
Well, he'll be game ready, no doubt about that, because he's practiced. Will he be minutes heavy ready? Probably not, right? But he's worked very hard at this. Our energy level today was in another place, and it was fantastic. Yeah, and what he's done, Scott, he just had the highest GPA that he's ever had in his life at the University of Georgia. I mean, he's only a freshman, obviously. He had a 3.25. I mean, he'd never done that, right? Like, he learned so much about himself through this process, and he had the game taken from him, you know, literally being able to play in the games and 10 games worth. But he learned a lot about himself, and he learned what he was capable of. And now my trick and my challenge is going to be that this is not a one-time deal when you work that way academically. But he really zeroed in, got better, and has worked hard with us. As a player, he's as competitive as anybody we have, and he's as fast. He can shoot it. He can score. He can pass. He is a absolute terror pit bull on defense. And we're missing it. You know, we were missing having a guard. I mean, when you recruit him, you don't think he's going to be ineligible. And he's a fantastic player. I mean, I thought all along he'd be one of the better freshmen in the league if he was eligible. I mean, coming into this, right? But he can shoot the ball. He moves the ball. He brings confidence to his teammates as a freshman, because he brings energy, he brings competitiveness, he's not afraid to talk, and I think in no short period of time he's going to become a real leader here.
All of those things combined, is that what attracted you to him, or one more than the other caught your eye and said this is a young man that, you know, can fit in with what we're doing at UGA?
Well, I would say this. When I found out today, we were having a meeting. We were having a film meeting after lifting, and I had a head coach's administration Zoom at noon, and I was a couple minutes late. So I walked out of the gym where we meet, and Steve took over the film, and Brian Fish was waiting for me at the door, and he told me, right? And so I asked him again. He said he's been cleared. I said, wait. I said, let me see it, right? So he shows me the text, and literally I just started – I mean, I lost it. I mean, I was overwhelmed. And my poor son, and I think other people, they thought somebody had died, right? I mean, I was literally overwhelmed. And as happy as I was for us, because I am, this has been heartbreaking. I mean, and I don't say that lightly, and I'm not saying that for any other reason than it is, because this kid works every day, and he has been through so much in his life, and even this year. You know, he just lost an aunt that was like a grandmother to him. To COVID a couple of weeks ago. His grandfather's been sick. What attracted me to him was him and the relationship that he has with his mother. His mother has raised him. His mother wants him to be successful. KD really wanted to be here. And that meant a lot to me. He loves Georgia. He's worked hard. He went to Hargrave Military Academy for a year to get his grades up and to do things and get his life structured even better. And which was good for him. I've had a lot of success with guys that have gone to Hargrave Military. But he can play the game. I mean, he can play the game, and we were fortunate to have him. He had monster games last year in the biggest games when he was at Hargrave. And I'm looking forward to coaching. You can really coach him. You can coach him. You can be tough on him. You can be demanding of him. And he takes it because he wants to be great. And when you got a kid with that kind of heart, that's what excites me. So his heart and the relationship and how he feels about his mom – those things always, because I was raised by my mom, those things always just take me to another place. And I'm really happy we have him.
Well, certainly terrific news for the university and for KD and for men's basketball, as the Dogs will have one more player to use on Wednesday and moving ahead. So they'll host Auburn on Wednesday, and hopefully a chance to see KD Johnson make his Bulldog debut, as we all look forward to that. And we'll get to your questions for Coach Crean tonight. Hashtag AskCoachCrean is how you get them to us. And Dog fans, the official Georgia basketball game program has gone fully digital now. It's free to access. No longer accessible is the paperback game program. That's a thing of the past, like an old VCR. So log on to GeorgiaDogs.com /digital to get everything you need to know heading into this week's matchup against the Auburn Tigers. That's GeorgiaDogs.com/digital for the official Georgia basketball game program. We'll step aside for just a moment. Come back for more Bulldogs Live with Coach Tom Crean right after this on the Bulldog Sports Network.
You're listening to Bulldogs Live. Once again, here's your host, the voice of the Bulldogs, Scott Howard.
Thanks for tuning in to Bulldogs Live with Coach Tom Crean tonight. Glad to have you along. It's Championship Monday tonight, Coach.
I know. I'm looking forward to that.
Alabama and Ohio State, and while we're doing this, they're starting to get cranked up. Who do you like in this?
Oh, I want Alabama to win. I've never root for Ohio State.
I have Indiana friend days?
Well, no. I mean, I have a brother-in-law that's a coach at Michigan.
I've heard that, yes.
Yeah, so, no, I don't root for Ohio State. I like Kevin Wilson. We worked together at Indiana. He's their offensive coordinator, and I think he's a major part of their operation there, and I've had other friends there. One of the defensive coordinators, both his children were in our wedding. Greg Madison, his son Brian, and daughter Lisa were in our wedding, so have relationships there with people. But yeah. but I'm not for Ohio State. I like Nick Saban, you know, and I don't like Alabama if they're playing Georgia, right?
Of course.
But I like Alabama. Other than that, it's SEC. Nick Saban, we worked together at Michigan State. Obviously, I know his relationship with Kirby and Scott Cochran and other people here in that sense. So I hope Alabama absolutely pummels them.
All right. Well, good deal. And we get a team from Alabama on Wednesday.
Yeah, they're pretty good, too.
Auburn
yeah.
comes
I'm not, in. I'm not a big fan of theirs either.
Well, certainly not this week, right?
Yeah. Not ever.
Auburn comes in.
Not ever.
I like it. Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, and a couple of teams looking for that first
I respect them, though. Let me say that. I mean, they've got a very good program. I'm not trying to say that. I'm not trying to create but I'm sure they don't like us. I mean, but the bottom line, they've got a good program. They got a really good team.
And they just got a player back, too, that they haven't had access to. You mentioned him earlier. And then he went off on Saturday in his debut and ended up being the freshman of the week in the SEC.
He's a very good player. He's very cerebral. Sharif Cooper can see the floor. He can score. He can really, really pass the ball. And he's a handful, and we're going to have to do a really good job on him. But they're making 11 threes a game right now in the league, Scott, and they're shooting 30 threes. I think 52% of their shots are threes in the four conference games. So we've got to do a really good job there. We've got to keep them off the foul line. We've got to keep them off the offensive glass. And we've certainly got to defend the three. So if we spend too much time focused on one guy, then they get those threes. And we can't allow that to happen. They've got a team full of guys that can make threes.
Let's go back to last week and talk a little bit about the LSU and the Arkansas games. LSU was, I mean, that was anybody's ball game. Mm-hmm. It was a one-possession game. You know, I don't know how many lead changes, 18, 20 lead changes, something crazy like that. It goes to overtime. Unfortunately for us, LSU wins it by two.
Unfortunately for us, the ball was off. Was off the LSU player, and we should have been taking the ball out of bounds when Justin Carr threw it out. That's the most unfortunate
That's
part.
That's true, too.
Because we'd have been taking the ball under down two, but we can't do anything about it now. But we had our chance, right? We had a play. We didn't get it at the end that would have tied it or put us into overtime, and we just missed the layup. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Can I follow up on that?
Sure.
Do you get an explanation from SEC play? Because I would assume that
– I have, yeah.
That stuff is sent to the SEC office, and, I mean, every team does that.
I have no the SEC office, I think it's pretty clear we're not supposed to talk about our conversations with them.
Right.
So I'm not going to, but I was not, I mean, it was a very good conversation. I mean, it doesn't change the result, But, I mean, it was a good conversation. I have a lot of respect. Mike Eads is going to do a fantastic job as the director of officiating. I really liked Mark Whitehead because he was a great official. But the change was made, and Mike Eads is one of the lead officials in the country and throwing the ball up in the national championship game, and he's going to do a fantastic job. And Dan Leibovitz does the same thing. So,
But on that play, our eyes did not deceive
no,
us.
No, not at
right?
all.
What we
they
saw was –
they didn't deceive anybody.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate that something like that at that moment in the game when it's still on the line that happens. But it did, as you mentioned, and you just have to kind of move past it.
That's been the toughest one to deal with since the first year here in the Mississippi State game, you know, at home, where they called the T on the thing being thrown.
Oh, yeah, when the fan threw the
foul at the end of the
stuffed
game.
Animal
that's
on
been the
floor,
toughest
yeah.
to deal with, you know, because we had our chance to win it. And all you want is a chance to win it, but you want to get every chance you have, and that would have been one of the chances that we had, but we didn't get it.
And then we moved to Arkansas, where your first half was very competitive. It was up and down the floor. And then what happened in the second half?
I didn't like our chemistry at all. I didn't like our spirit. And we actually, when you watch the film, and I know this sounds crazy when you lose the way that we did, we didn't play as bad as I thought we did at the point, but there were so many things that we didn't do right that were controllable. We never got our break going. I should have subbed earlier in that game and not let some guys try to play through it because it just wasn't their day, right? And we had too many guys get in the way of the game, meaning, you know, not cutting hard, running slow, trying to take the ball out of bounds when it's not their job, taking a shot that's not there. You just can't do that, right? And then we were way too quiet defensively, and we were way too lethargic getting back. And we didn't do a good enough job getting back. But the bottom line was the spirit and the chemistry, and it knocked out our energy, and it knocked out our playing with any type of force or fierceness. And it was disappointing. I mean, it really was. We played like I didn't like the look I was getting back that we were still in the game. Down 12, down 15, down 16. We're still in the game. And I did not like the look back because they didn't seem to believe me that day. And it was unfortunate because it just kind of snowballed. But we're working through it, believe me.
Dogs are back home Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, Georgia hosting Auburn at Stegman Coliseum. And we'll be with you at 6:35 to begin our coverage of Bulldogs basketball. Hope you can join us. And dog fans, don't forget to tune in this Sunday at midnight, WSB TV Channel 2, to catch an all-new episode of Georgia All Access presented by Georgia Power. This week, we'll sit down with men's basketball assistant coach Steve McClain. We'll also feature the Shock and Ship podcast with special guest Malcolm Mitchell. And we'll have highlights from this week's Georgia Swim and Dive Meet, as well as men's and women's basketball games. That's all on Georgia All Access, presented by Georgia Power, this Sunday at midnight, WSB TV Channel 2, or anytime on demand next week at GeorgiaDogs.com.
Our ladies team is just rolling, aren't they?
They are. They're off
doing
and rolling.
A fantastic job.
Indeed. Joni Taylor's doing wonderful things over there for the women's basketball team. And
she sure is.
Off to a 10-1 start, so congratulations to them. And we'll continue with Coach Crean, Bulldogs Live, and your questions next here on the Bulldogs Sports Network.
You're listening to Bulldogs Live. Once again, here's your host, the voice of the Bulldogs, Scott Howard.
Thanks for tuning in to Bulldogs Live with Coach Tom Crean tonight. Glad to have you along. The Dogs with a home game Wednesday against Auburn and then a road game again on the weekend, scheduled for Ole Miss at noon on Saturday, noon Eastern time in Oxford, Mississippi. And we've had some schedule changes this week, Coach. Over the weekend, two teams, South Carolina, Missouri, couldn't play, and now they can't play in the midweek. So we're seeing the conference throw teams together on the fly. I mean, certainly that's got to be in your mind at some point if something sure. happens with our program, but you've got to be able to react like that and change on a dime.
No question, and you just got to get your preparation as quick as you can, but it's really all about the resiliency of the players and how they respond to it. You know, and the response is the big thing. It's not just the adversity that hits or the issue that hits. It's can they respond? And do they take it to heart, right? And I think that's what's separating teams right now, whether it's my brother-in-law's Baltimore Ravens, you know, winning a playoff game in Tennessee, whether it's college football, whether it's college basketball, you know, it's going to be NBA basketball. It's certainly been NFL football with other teams. Who can respond to it? Look at the Cleveland Browns last night. I mean, it's just amazing, right? And what, they have one practice maybe? right?
They had the facility closed down for a while.
They took two buses to Pittsburgh, and every coach was in their own vehicle to go. I mean, maybe they had a practice, maybe they didn't. Go without the head coach, and look what they did, 28 points in the first quarter.
Well, it's because they had Nick Chubb. I mean, that's
probably a good point, too. But it's just, you just got to be able to deal with it. And it's a very unique year. It's a very, very unique year, and you just have to do the best you can with it.
Let's get to your questions that you sent in for Coach Crean. Hashtag Ask Coach Crean is how you get them to us on social media. Let's start with Wyatt in Greenville, South Carolina. Where do you see this program in 5 years? Do you look that far down the road?
No, but I will with this question. I would see us being as competitive to win in this league. And if you can win in this league, you're capable of being a Final Four team, a Final Four national championship contender. And I think, you know, certainly we've got to navigate the new rules that are coming with the transfer situation and the immediate eligibilities that are coming and things of that nature, and see how well we do with that. I think you're already seeing it on college campuses when West Virginia loses their player, their starting five man, and Bob Huggins calls it out last night or the night before on his radio show, calling them outside influences. I mean, you're going to deal with things, right? And so how the kind of classes that you can put together over a period of time, I think that's where we just got to continue to stay true to what we're trying to build here culture-wise and keep getting the kind of people they're going to fit at Georgia academically, socially, and on this basketball court for the SEC. But I would truly see us being a team that's competing for Final Fours and for this championship in this league, no doubt about it.
Wyatt, thanks for your question. Oliver in Athens has a question. He says, how are you going to limit turnovers moving forward?
Well, we're trying to do too much at times, and some of ours are from over dribbling. There's probably going to have to be more subbing with that, but we've got to quit trying to hit home run plays and try to make the game as fluid as we possibly can. Make the next pass, be strong with the ball. You know, those are the kind of things that we've got to do. I mean, at times, and I see it around the country, teams are just too loose with the basketball. They're not pounding the dribble. They're not snapping their passes. And that's where we've just got to get better at. So it's just a matter of tightening those things up, hitting the open man, as simple as that sounds, is not so simple when they're playing. Don't try to make plays that you know, this isn't pickup basketball, right? I mean, you got to, these plays matter. But I think I'm probably going to have to sub more. And if you're not going to be strong enough with the ball, you're going to have to come out for a while.
You like your bench. It's pretty deep now, especially with the addition of KD.
Well, I like the KD. It hasn't been what it needs to be. It certainly wasn't the other day. And I thought it was good at LSU, but it wasn't that way Saturday. It's got to get consistent. And I've got to do a better job. I think now when you have a kid like KD, it's going to put everybody's on high alert, like he can play, right? And they can play with him, but like that's another guy that's going to play, right? And so you got to tighten your game up in every area. And I think the more competition you have on your team, where guys look at it and say, okay, wait a minute, I was playing and still making mistakes because there wasn't anybody there to come in that's as good as what I'm doing, I can still get away with it. Well, not anymore. Not anymore. And that's human nature, right? That doesn't make them – that's just human nature, right? You have to be – doesn't matter what level of sports you're at, you've got to feel pressure from other people like, you know, somebody else can do this. And that will make our depth better because you don't have depth if you don't have consistency. And you don't have consistency if you don't have execution and toughness. And that's what we've got to get.
Georgia and Auburn Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. Hope you can make your way to Stegman Coliseum. I think the max is a little over 1,600 in the building, but don't let that shy away if you're planning to come.
I have a feeling people will be able to get in.
Come on in. We could use the home court on Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, for the Bulldogs and the Tigers. And Dog Nation, if you can't get in yourself, here's a unique chance to get your face inside Stegman Coliseum for the 21 season. Go to GeorgiaDogs.com/BulldogCutouts to create your very own Bulldog cutout. Easy to upload photos and customize cutouts for you and your family and all your friends. And your cutout will be visibly placed inside within the crowd at Stegman Coliseum for men's and women's basketball games and gymnastics home events. All the proceeds go to the COVID-19 Athletics Fund to support UGA student-athletes. Visit GeorgiaDogs.com/BulldogCutouts for more details. More of your questions for Coach Crean when we continue here on Bulldogs Live after this on the Bulldog Sports Network.
Welcome back to Bulldogs Live. Once again, here's your host, the voice of the Bulldogs, Scott Howard.
We're back here on Bulldogs Live with Coach Tom Crean. Glad to have you along tonight. Let's get back to some more of your questions for the coach. Hashtag Ask Coach Crean on social media gets them to us. And Jaden in Macon, Coach, wants to know, what's your favorite fast food?
What? I've got a bunch. I love pizza probably more than anything else. So I like. It's hard to have bad pizza in my mind, but if I'm going to have to make a choice, I'm going to Little Caesars.
Really?
But I like chicken.
Pizza, huh?
I like chicken sandwiches, fried. I like Arby's roast beef. I love cheeseburgers from most places.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not big on French fries and things like that anymore, but if I have a choice to make, I'm going to pizza.
I imagine when you could actually recruit, not like now when you can't travel and see guys face-to-face, but you're on the road a lot.
Yeah.
You're hitting a lot of drive-throughs.
I'm very
probably.
Careful with that, though. I'm very careful. Then I'm not, right? Then it's because, especially when you're in a run on that, you know, where you're doing it day after day, you got to be really
catch
smart
up with
that.
You.
Yeah. So then it might be more Jimmy John's, Subway's, you know, try to be a little healthier.
Stay away from fried stuff as much as you can, if you can.
Very moderately. And what happens is you break down late at night, and that's what the problem is. So I try to what I've tried to do that if I can get home without having to stop, and I could either make a sandwich at home or cereal or something like that, then I'll do that.
Let's say Rafe in Orlando, Florida. Is Tumani a future NBA player?
I think he is. Yeah, I definitely think he is. He's getting better. He's got to stay on that track. He's got to get better with the ball. What we've got to get him to do right now is not commit fouls and put him on the bench. You know, he's got to play like a guy that's one of our best players rather than play like a guy that's a spot player, because he's not a spot player. You know, he's got to be smarter when it comes to the reaches and stuff like that. I mean, he played 16 minutes the other day with zero rebounds. You know, and we didn't play very well, but that was a big factor in this game.
Yeah, that hurts the team.
Yeah, so he's absolutely
on the floor like that.
So he just got to continue to mature and stay on the path that he's on. But he's improving. He made three threes the other day. Now I think that's in his future for sure.
Do you want to see him continue with that shot, or is that?
Oh yeah, I want him to make threes. Yeah, I want him to make them in rhythm though. I don't want us hunting threes, and we want driving kick threes. And where he gets in trouble is when he doesn't step into it, or when he does this little, you know, kind of like a little pump fake, shot fake, and he still shoots it. Well, he falls back, right? But when you're in rhythm, and people are guarding him a lot of times with their five man. I mean, look how he got to the rim. You know, he made threes, got to the rim the other day. But we want him to be very versatile. We want him to be able to deliver the ball, score in the post, get to the foul line, offensive rebound. What I don't want anybody in our team doing, you know, fall in love with your future spouse. Don't fall in love with a certain shot, right? Don't fall in love and say, okay, I've got to do this. I've got to do. No. Play the game. Play the game. Be well-versed and be able to do a lot of things, right? And you know, we can't hunt or fall in love with certain shots. We got to keep reading what, and that goes for everybody. We got to keep reading what the game is bringing us.
Georgia and Auburn Wednesday night. Hashtag Ask Coach Crean is how you get your questions to us here on Bulldogs Live. And we'll take time to tell you to be sure to subscribe to the Georgia Bulldogs podcast soon. If you haven't already, you'll receive exclusive on-demand audio content from the Bulldogs Sports Network. You'll get stuff like press conferences, Bulldogs Live, this show, throwback game broadcast, and lots more. And that includes the brand-new Shock and Chip podcast hosted by DJ Shockley and Wes Blankenship. Check that out. And that's on GeorgiaDogs.com, the Bulldogs podcasts. So go to the website and peruse the website and find some things that you like, and then subscribe to the podcast today. We'll come back for more of your questions for Coach Crean on Bulldogs Live right after this on the Bulldogs Sports Network.
You're listening to Bulldogs Live. Once again, here's your host, the voice of the Bulldogs, Scott Howard.
Back here on Bulldogs Live with Coach Tom Crean. Two games on the schedule this week for Georgia. One's at home on Wednesday night. The Dogs host the Auburn Tigers at 7 o'clock. And then Georgia back on the road on Saturday, visiting the Ole Miss Rebels at noon Eastern time. Out in Oxford, Mississippi.
They're good. Man, are they long and athletic.
You could probably say that just about everybody in this league, can't you?
You can. But they're big and strong, and they get into that zone, and they are really, really good with it. So that's just every night, every day.
Is anybody, since we mentioned some other teams in the league, is anybody kind of surprising you so far? Are you surprised that Alabama's 4-0?
The win at Tennessee, maybe, but I watched Alabama-Auburn. They got a lot of guys. Nate inherited a pretty good program, and he's recruited well. But he inherited the John Pettys and the Kyra Lewis's and guys like that, and it's a pretty good way to get started. And he's done a good job recruiting. I don't know. I haven't watched that many. I'm just starting to see more and more. And like I said before, you know, I watch so much game tape that when I go home, I'm not really watching college basketball as much. I'm more watching our guys in the NBA, you know, that I've had, or Anthony, or soon to be Nick again, you know, those type of things. But I'm not as well versed on every team in the league yet.
Brianna from Albany, Georgia, has a question about Christian Brown. She says, what kind of player is Christian Brown?
Well, he needs to just focus, and we say this to him all the time. So he just needs to focus on the controllables, right? And don't go into the game thinking about scoring or thinking that you have to prove to do something like that. He's a tremendous athlete. He could be our leading rebounder if he applied himself to it. He can really, really defend. He had a closeout today in practice that I told him it was the best closeout. Like, I get excited about that stuff. I don't get excited about dunks. I get excited about your closeouts and your passes and things of that nature. And he did something like that. Like, you know, when he locks in like that and he moves without the basketball, he's really improved as a shooter. He's got to get better with his decision-making. He's got to get much tighter with his handle. I want him to take open threes. We want him to get on that glass, cut, move without the ball, but be as good a defender and rebounder as we have. And when he does that, he's got a tremendous future in basketball, and will do even more for us.
He's certainly fun to watch around the basket.
Yeah, he's got to get more serious in every area of the work ethic that goes into this, right? And how and just build confidence from that.
How about Stefan's question from Valdosta? What coach would win in a pickup game of basketball?
You know, that's not you know, I would say Michael Curry, right? But John Linehan is 42, as quick as lightning, still fast. Michael Curry would win if it came down to shooting. John Linehan would win if it came down to who had to get the last stop or who had to get to the rim. And Tim Dather, who is able to be on the floor for us now, he's improved immensely after being in the NBA for 5 years, working with the Pacers, and for a year with the Clippers from when he was with us at Indiana. So he's improved a lot. But I'm going to go with that. If it's a three to be made, I'm going with Michael Curry. If it's a defensive stop to be made, just because of Linehan's hands and quickness, I'm going with him. But if you got to go get a bucket, I'm going with Linehan, too.
All right, Stefan, thanks for your question. It's a competitive coaching staff here at UGA with Coach Crean. Thanks for your question. Hashtag Ask Coach Crean is how you can send yours to us, and we can use it on the show here on Monday night. Thanks for your questions, and we'll do a few more with the coach right after we pause for these words. This is Bulldogs Live. Coach Tom Crean here on the Bulldog Sports Network. Bulldogs Live with Coach Tom Crean. A reminder to shop the UGA bookstore. You'll find the best selections and the biggest brands like Nike, Peter Millar, Johnny O, Vineyard Vines, 47 Brand, and Southern Tide. And at the UGA bookstore, there's something for every Bulldog fan. The UGA bookstore is located next to the Tate Student Center, open 7 days a week. And remember, you can always shop online 24/7 at the UGA bookstore, ugabookstore.com. It's where the dogs shop. All right, let's get back to your questions for Coach Crean here as we finish up in this first hour of Bulldogs Live tonight. And Coach AJ in Atlanta wants to know, what are the main things you look for when recruiting a shooting guard?
Well, touch shooting the ball. I think, you know, how the ball comes off their hand is really, really important. And can they become outstanding shooting the ball? I think initial burst, quickness, you know, the balance that they play with, is important. Mobility, right? Hip mobility, ankle stability. You know, do they play with any force in their feet, or do we think we can get there? If they play very light on their feet, or they're, you know, they can't get their feet in the ground, it's really, really hard to take the next step as a guard, as a wing. I mean, you got to be, it's almost like a receiver planting his foot in the ground to get open. You've almost got to be like that as a guard. And you can be light on your feet, but you got to have strong feet. And so I'm really looking at that, because I think it's harder It's harder for bigs that don't have a base, you know, don't have that bigger backside, and they don't have a base and strength in their lower body, right, to get that much better. And it's the same thing with guards. I mean, if their feet don't hit the ground and you can't plant and attack, that's hard. And so the shooting, to me, awareness, I think more and more you got to be able to pass the ball. Can we get their shoulders stronger? You know, can we get their hips, like I said, more mobile? Can we get their shoulders stronger so they can get downhill? And that's where that burst comes in. So you have to project where they're going to be at with the weights. But ultimately, do you feel like that shooting touch is going to be good, that they're going to become a really good shooter?
Are there an abundance of good guards in this state?
For overall the classes?
Yeah.
I would say that.
That would interest you.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, I would say the potential of it. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely there is. Yeah, and some, they know exactly who they are and know exactly how much we want them here. And some we're evaluating, certainly, in that area. But, yeah, now I understand the question. But absolutely, yes.
Got about a minute to go here. Cal and Winder, Georgia, wants to know what we can do better defensively.
Well, I think transition D is for sure. But we've got to challenge shots better, right? Like, we got to really – it's one thing to have your hand up. It's another thing to have your hand extended. And we got to get that hand extended, get it up there. And then we got to be more physical, right? Whether it's blockouts, whether it's in the post, but our deflections got to get back up, and they've really got to get back up, which means our hand activity is got to improve, and those are the biggest things.
But you had a good practice today.
Oh, we had a great practice today. Yeah, we had a great practice today. No question about it.
That's good to hear. Georgia and Auburn on Wednesday night at 7:00. In 20 seconds, can you tell us what you're looking for for that matchup on Wednesday?
They're going to come in with a great pace. They really, really shoot the ball well. I mean, they really shoot it. And they find, now with Sharif Cooper there, they find the shooters even more. They'll probably have Justin Powell back. Certainly it'll be Cooper's second game. They're an issue. I mean, they're well coached, and they're an issue. And we've got to do really, really good, a really, really good job of getting back, challenging shots, limit them to one. And we can't give them a lot of live ball turnovers because they've got good speed.
Tom, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
Good luck Wednesday.
Go Dogs. Thank you.
That's Coach Tom Crean with us tonight. Bulldogs Live will continue right after this on the Bulldog Sports Network. Howard back with you as Bulldogs Live continues. We heard from Bulldogs head coach Tom Crean tonight. Georgia won its first seven games to begin this staggered uneven season, the Bulldogs' best start in more than 35 years. That has quickly been forgotten with three straight losses in conference play and their most lopsided defeat of the season, a 99-69 defeat at Arkansas on Saturday. The Dogs are regrouping this week and getting ready for a much-needed home game Wednesday night against the Auburn Tigers. The Tigers are having an equally difficult time in league play. Bruce Pearl's team is 0-4 in the SEC after losing at home to Alabama on Saturday. So it'll be the Bulldogs and the Tigers from Stegman Coliseum Wednesday night at 7:00. And we'll be back with you courtside from Athens starting at 6:35 Eastern Time for our pregame coverage of the Bulldogs right here on the Bulldogs Sports Network. We hope you will join us on Wednesday. Let's get you up to date on the SEC schedule for the week, because anything that was released more than 2 days ago is about as useful as a VCR right now. Schedules changing drastically this past weekend when both South Carolina and Missouri had to bow out of their games due to virus problems. That forced their two opponents, Ole Miss and LSU, to be thrown together at the last minute. The Rebels and LSU ended up playing in Oxford, Mississippi on Saturday, with LSU earning another convincing win. In the meantime, both Missouri and South Carolina have been forced to postpone their midweek games this week as well, as they hope to regain their roster for this weekend after following through with virus protocol. Scores from the weekend in the league: Alabama beat Auburn 94-90. Alabama now 4-0 in conference play for the first time since 1987. Kentucky blasted Florida in Gainesville 76-58. The Wildcats are trending positive after their dreadful 1-6 start this season. Kentucky's won all three of its league games so far, and it's just behind Alabama in the conference standings. Of course, Alabama with other stuff on its mind tonight, as the Crimson Tide plays for for football national championship this evening, taking on Ohio State and Miami. More finals from the weekend. Tennessee is the highest-ranked team in the conference right now. The Volunteers improved to 3-1 in the league with a 14-point road win at Texas A&M, 68-54. Mississippi State keeps on rolling. The Bulldogs squeezed by Vanderbilt in Nashville, 84-81. And that LSU-Ole Miss final was 75-61, with the Tigers coming out on top. So as we enter the third week of league play, there are three unbeatens in the conference. Alabama at 4-0, Kentucky at 3-0, and then South Carolina. The Gamecocks have had more league games postponed than played, but they won their only outing thus far, beating Texas A&M in their opener last week, and they are 1-0. In the basement of the league as we enter the week, Auburn at 0-4, Vanderbilt and Georgia both 0-3. Tennessee, LSU, Mississippi State all 3-1 so far. Next, it's Arkansas and Florida, even at 2-2, followed by Missouri and Ole Miss at 1-2, and Texas A&M is 1-3. More conference action tomorrow with Alabama and Kentucky meeting in Lexington. One of those teams will have its first conference loss of the season. Ole Miss and Florida are both coming off Saturday losses and will meet at the O'Connell Center in Gainesville tomorrow night. Schedule changes for the Vols and the Commodores as Tennessee and Vanderbilt are being thrown together in Nashville Tuesday night due to the postponements by South Carolina and Missouri. Tennessee and Vanderbilt will play a home-and-home this week as they reconvene in Knoxville on Saturday. The Wednesday night games, at least as it stands right now, will be Arkansas at LSU, Texas A&M at Mississippi State, and Georgia will host Auburn at 7 o'clock in Athens. Georgia will be on the road again on Saturday when the Bulldogs are scheduled to play Ole Miss at noon Eastern time in Oxford, Mississippi. We'll have more Bulldogs Live right after this on the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Thanks for listening to the Georgia Bulldogs Podcast, your only source on the web for exclusive content from the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network. Historic game rewinds and original programming from the Bulldogs. Make sure you comment, subscribe, and rate this programming to continue to receive the best in Bulldogs content. Go Dawgs!